As we move toward the end of the session, very eventful week for second to last week, and one of those bills that was vetoed this week, the same time that veto overridden both in the Senate and the House, and that's Senate Bill 586.
Yes, Dean, Senate Bill 586 is restoring the cap to the foundation formula. It passed, as I recall, pretty readily in both the House and the Senate, went to the governor. The governor vetoed it. I think the pressure that he got was from some of the education establishment because they were being told that it was going to reduce their funding. That's not going to happen. What the bill did was restore a cap that kind of returns some significance to the foundation formula, which had gotten completely out of reach once the cap was removed for that formula when the loss limits were eliminated from the casinos. And there was the expectation that lots of revenue would come in and it would be easy to exceed the cap, and so the cap was removed. But that's not been the case. Anyone who's watched education and watched the casinos realizes that money didn't really materialize. So the foundation formula had gotten unreasonable out of reach. This was an attempt to restore the caps so that at least it has some meaning and some relevance as we go forward. The governor vetoed it because I think he was simply aligning himself with some of the institution, the public school institutions. Came back to the Senate first, and we overrode it, sent it to the House, and they overrode it. So now it will become law. And I'm pleased to say that we did that. I think a lot of the educators had realized in the meantime that it didn't reduce funding and that it actually could help them in the long run because at least it makes that foundation formula reachable.
Another bill from earlier in the session that had been vetoed has been overridden in the House, and it's back on its way to the Senate now, referred to as Paycheck Protection, House Bill 1891.
That's right. That was passed first in the House, then in the Senate, went to the governor. So with his veto, it goes back to the House first, and once they have overridden it, then it comes to the Senate, and they overrode that this week. They just barely had the right number of votes. It takes 109 votes in the House to override a veto. They had 109 votes in favor. That is an attempt to give workers the opportunity each year to choose whether or not they wish to be in a union. And it deals with public sector unions versus private sector unions. These public sector unions are the most devastating to the general public and to the taxpayer because it basically puts two interests in contest that have no reason to contest each other. You have one group that is receiving money and another group who's giving them money, but it's not their own money. And so you end up with a very ill-advised negotiation situation. For that reason, for a long time, we've attempted to do this. We were finally successful in doing it this year. The governor vetoed it, and now it's back in the hands of the Senate. When we take that up, and hopefully we'll pass that, once again, that will become law. And each year, these public sector workers will have the opportunity to choose whether or not they want to be a member of a union.